I would say that maybe one of the biggest benefits that a person could derive from learning Shir Hashirim with Rashi, because it's Rashi's approach that underscores this very specifically, is the realization that the love that existed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that mutual relationship remains alive and well, even in the long and distant goals. And that's very important, because more important, Moshe says, Choviv Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem. Man is precious. He was created B'Tzelem Elokim. But Chazal say, Chiba Yesera Noidas Loi Shenivra B'Tzelem. It's an expression of even greater love from Hashem that he let him know that he was created B'Tzelem Elokim. It could theoretically be that if man was created B'Tzelem Elokim, but he didn't know about it, he might act like a monkey. I don't know to what extent, but you know, he doesn't know. I mean, there are stories like that, documented stories of children that grew up in the jungle, you know, and they acted like animals. What?
Tarzan.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's a documented story, but anyway, so it's very important to know. One of the things that we have to know is that despite behest upon him, where we don't see Hashem's involvement in a blatant and miraculous, openly miraculous way. It's more behind the scenes, you know, Hashgocha Pratis, like the Pasuk says, Mashgiach min hachalonos, he's peeking through the window. I assume it's a one-way window that he sees us, but we can't see him. Can't see him anyway, but that's besides the point. Meitzis min hacharakim, when you peek through a crack, through a crevice, you can see inside, but nobody can see you. There's a little hole in your eyes, it's a little hole, you know, those, this hole you see. We see wide inside, but they can't see us. So even though that's the truth, and even though it looks to us that we're so far from loving Hashem, we're really, deep down, it's there. And that's really, I think, the main lesson of all of this, to realize that even though we're in the far Golos, which means that we still haven't corrected the causes for which we were in Golos in the first place, Afal Pikein, that love is still the same as Hashem's towards us and ours towards Hashem, which is very powerful. Shir Hashirim Asher
L'Shloimeh. So the goal is to know about the love, so we act like that.
Well, once we know about it, you access it more. If you know that you have something inside, you have a greater capability to access it. If you don't know that you have it, it could just pass you by, because it's subconscious. You know, but when you know that you have it, then you can deal with it much more. You can express it much more. You can feel it much more because you know what's there. Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimeh. So this is the shir of all shirim that Shlomo HaMelech wrote. Shlomo HaMelech wrote many shirim of praises to Hashem, and this is the ultimate. This is the epitome of all his shirim. Shor Rabbeinu Kol Shlomo. The koshel em lo meloy meyachsa achar oviv kimoy b'mishle. Do you have that?
Yeah.
The Kohelis, yeah. The Chazal were bothered when they said this. That why is it Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimeh? It should be if they should be they should mention Shloimeh ben David should be meyachsed after his father like a mishle in Kohelis. Amurim b'Shir Hashirim Kodesh. This all call Shlomo. Every time I say Shlomo in Shir Hashirim, it's Kodesh. It refers, it's Meramis to Hashem Melech Shahasholim Shaloi. So Shlomo is Melech Shahasholim Shaloi, which of course is that peace is to him, which means everything is to him. Peace is the ultimate of consistency, of brocha, of everything. You know, if there's if peace means everything came together, everything is all together, everything is in sync. So if he's the Melech Shasholim Shaloi. Shir Shehu Al Kol Hashirim. This is the Shir above, which his Loshon is here, transcends above Asher Ne'emar LeKodesh Baruch Hu Me'eis Adosei Ve'Amei. Of all the Shirim that Klal Yisrael said to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, not just Shlomo HaMelech Shirim, but all of them, Knesset Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael has said many shirim. There's Shiras Hayam, there's Shiras Dvoiro, there's the Shiras Ha'azinu, there's other Shiras, but this is above, this transcends, I like that word, all of those shiurim. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Now, by the way, let's see. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Lo hoy holim kedai ke yom shenitin boi shirashir in the Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva's Maimer says that the world was never as worthy as the day that Shir HaShirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh. Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh.
What does it mean, in the world wasn't worthy?
Wasn't as worthy. This was like the ultimate, the world, this elevated the world beyond anything that it previously, this was the ultimate elevation. It never reached
more than
such.
Matan Torah?
More, beyond, that's what it seems.
It's the toughest of the world.
Lohoy, yeah, we'll see in a moment why. Lohoy, ho'olam kedai kiyom shenitbo shir hashirim liyisrael. Shekol haksuvim kodesh, shir hashirim kodesh kodoshim. Okay? All this ksuvim kodesh, shir hashirim is kodesh kodoshim. That's Rabbi Akiva's memra. These memorim are a little bit connected, to collected together, and if you look at them inside, but this is basically what the way Rashi brings it. So that's well, let me just, that's good enough. Now, so what's going on over here? So there's a Zohar that explains that the day that Shir HaShirim was given to Klal Yisrael is the day that the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, finished his Beis HaMikdash. And on the day of the finishing, the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, is when Shlomo HaMelech was inspired by Ruach HaKodesh to sing this, or pronounce this Shir HaShirim. And it says all kinds of things, that the Malochim said it too, it was mamish. But what was the thing there? So it seems from the Zohar, because the day that the Shir HaShirim was given was the day that the tachlis of the Bria came full circle. Why? Because Hashem created the world b'shvil Yisrael she'esasku b'Torah. But b'shvil Yisrael she'esasku b'Torah had a mission. Klal Yisrael had a mission to be Or LaGoyim, to be able to teach the rest of the world. Ultimately, Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael will preserve, well, originally teach, but then Avraham Avinu was teaching everyone. But by the time we came to Har Sinai, there was issues, there were problems, there were nations that we couldn't allow to continue because they were so mushkas that they would undermine us. So, but the ultimate mission was that to bring Hasharas Hashchina into this world, that the world should recognize Hashem. The building of Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, that was the epitome. On that day, everything was solidified. Now there's a mokum Hasharas Hashchina. You know, I guess people identify with physical props. In other words, oh, the Shechina is over there. Like, oh, where's the Shechina? Well, the Shechina is all over. All over is too much for me. The Shechina, what is the Shechina? Oh, there's a place, there's a holy place, a special place. What? Do you hear? B'shochanti, that's where I'm going to dwell. That's going to be my dwelling place. That already the world can come to recognize. So this was really the fulfillment that the world should recognize that Hashem is the creator and that there are responsibilities and so forth and so on. Now, my son asked the question. He said, you know, that's very nice, but Lamaisa, Shir HaShirim does not describe our finest hour. It describes a matzav of estrangement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We were estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were sent out into Golos and then, so he tries to bring us back, and we turn, we do, we change, we respond. But like, why talk about the Klal Yisrael in Golos when we're not connected to Hashem in the ultimate connection? And Rana talk about B'shas, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, B'shas, before what?
They do talk about the Beis HaMikdash.
No. But why talk about them? He's talking about our lowest. Talking about Golos. When we're in Golos, because we sin.
The only reminisce about the Beis.
Okay, yeah, but Lamaisa, why? This is. So he pointed out, he said like this.
From the lowest, you get the most.
He said
like,
a little bit
feeling.
Differently. He said, the godless of the Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only seen in the ultimate when it's tested. When you see that despite the golos, despite the fact that we behaved inappropriately, despite the fact that we're continuing to misbehave and behave inappropriately close to 2,000 years later, and still that loving relationship persists, that's the ultimate godless. the ultimate godless of the Klal Yisrael's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is going to bring this message eventually to the whole world, is its resilience. The resilience of a relationship can testify more to the depths of that connection more than anything else. Okay, yeah, when things are good, we're in the base of Mikdash, yeah, everything's fine. But when we disappear, when we're out, we're thrown out, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such reasons to have such tightness, and we're still here so many years later, and we still have that loving relationship between both of us, that's the ultimate test. Okay, so that's what, this was the day, this was the ultimate fulfillment of the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate, which is going to bring about the fulfillment of the ultimate purpose of creation, was to bring the Hoya Hashem Lamelech al Kol Haoretz, Laman Das Kol Amei Haoretz, Molo Haoretz Deas Hashem Kimayim L'Yam Mechasim. This is going to bring it about, and it's the special relationship with Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the epitome of that relationship is best expressed by its resilience, by its resilience, even under the worst conditions, even though we've chased us out of Eretz Yisrael, and even though we're still misbehaving, otherwise the Geula would have come already. But Lamaisa, there is that relationship still remains alive and well. That's the greatest testament. That's the greatest testimony to the depth of the loving relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Lo Hoy Olam Kedai, this is the day that was ultimately developed and expressed in its greatness because of the resilience that it had. Okay, let's go weiter. Om Rabbi Akiva. We did that one. Om Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Lo Mahadova Deimer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah compares this mimer, this is a different mimer, compares this to the following. L'melech shenot al meyach so'o chitim unesono lenachtim. He took a saw, a measurement of wheat, and he gave it to a baker. Omaloi, hoitzili kach v'kach soiles. Take out so much fine flour. Kach v'kach subin. That's the brand we that's today that's considered choshev. It's still not considered choshev. It's considered healthy. But the fine flour is more choshev. Kach v'kach mursen. That's another kind of coarse brand, he says. V'solis limitecho galuski yoyofe. And produce fine, something very fine, to one little gluska, one little ball, one little bulkala, one little roll, one little loaf. Menupa umeula. It's sifted, means it has no impurities in it, and it's meula. It's from the best quality. Kach kol aksuvim kodesh. All the ksuvim are kodesh. The shir hashirim kodesh kodoshim. Shir hashirim is above them all. It's that like gluske yofe that's made of the finest, and that's shir hashirim. But here comes the punchline that Rashi brings. Shekulo yira shomayim v'kibolol malchusoi. Because shir hashirim is in its entirety. Kuloi. Kuloi means completely, right? It's of yira shomayim. Fear of Hashem, fear of heaven, yeah. And Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Okay, so now here the question always is that, no, sorry, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, sorry, Rashi, we're on the second or third or fourth, I don't know, Machzor of Shir HaShirim. We've learned this before, and we never saw a word of Yirah Shamayim, and not a word of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. All we saw is choylas ava oni v'digloy oloy ava anila doidi v'doidi li doidi li v'aniloy hosei b'inayich minegdi shei mirivuni v'chulei 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 every other pasuk all about the loving relationship. Wherein do you find the Yirah Shamayim? Kula Yirah Shamayim v'kibol ol malchusay. So the kibol ol malchusay is really a little bit easier to deal with.
Yes, that's what the relationship is, like what? Accepting responsibility. That's
what
it's.
Well, okay, but it's kula yira shamayim v'kibla machusa. It still needs a little.
That's what it is.
It needs a little refining, fine tuning. What do you mean? That's what it is. It's a little bit. Well, let me try to refine it a little bit. That's what you're right. That's what it is. That's what it says. But what does that mean? That's what it is. How is it? So, Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim, first of all, is really very simple. What is the yisod of Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim? I accept upon myself the responsibilities, the burden of the Malchus Shemayim, which means to commit myself to do everything and anything that Hashem asks of me. That's what my life is based on, okay? That's really based on love, because that's what it is. When there's a loving relationship, the loving relationship is the Sipurim of Defiance in the Hakdoma, actually, to Shir HaShirim, that I rejoice in the qualities of the one I love, and I want to fulfill its will. Whatever the one I love wants, I want to do it. So if I love Hashem, then I want to fulfill his will, whatever he wants. Add to it the twist that everything he wants is only for my benefit. It's because he loves me and he wants to give me benefit. So it's really a win-win kind of situation. But that's what Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. The ultimate that brings Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim is this realization that I love Hashem and I want to do, and he loves me. It's a mutual loving relationship. In a true loving relationship, there's a natural desire to do, to fulfill the will of each one. In a marriage that works properly and that has true love between the spouses, then part of that is just a natural desire. I want to fulfill every one of your wishes. You want to fulfill every one of my wishes. This is what love is. This is what I want. Sheyismach ha'oyhim b'malas ha'nevva sigoy kol chefzoy. That help him to see that I rejoice that he should get all of his desires because I love him. So when a relationship is based on love, then there's really kabbalah som malchus shemayim. And we want to do whatever Hashem wants. And the truth of the matter is, I always like to point out, that every time we're mekabel the Malchus Shemayim, we're mekabel it mitoich ahava. What do we say? Ahava soilam beis Yisroel, ahava rabo haftonu, borcha to Hashem, oyev amo Yisroel, borcha to Hashem, haboicher ba'amo Yisroel, be'ahava. That's by Shacharis, by Meiriv, oyev amo Yisroel. And all the time, the Kabbalas ol Malchus Shemayim is based upon the love that Hashem has for us. And of course, love is kimayim aponim. Aponim is reciprocal. So what's true kabbalah so malchus shemayim? True, healthy kabbalah so malchus shemayim is based upon the realization of the loving relationship that exists. When I know Hashem is boichir ba'amo Yisrael be'ahava, and my image of Hashem is that one of his love, and my feelings towards Hashem is reciprocating that love, so memeila, I'm mekabel malchus shemayim. In fact, what? Wait, I'm not there. The year is the harder part. That's what I said. The year, in fact, the malochim are mekabel malchus shemayim. What is that? What is that? That's ridiculous. Yeah, the malochim and mekabel malchus shemayim. Yeah, it says we said it every day. We said it this morning. Maybe we said it so fast that we didn't pay attention to it. Yeah, v'chulam mekabelim aleihem oil malchus shemayim zeh mizeh v'noisim reshus zeh lozeh l'haktish noisim l'chazurach masof ruah v'nimo oyin imbar miyah kodesh kodesh kodesh. So the malochim and mekabel malchus shemayim. Hi, malochim have no yetzahara. So the only pshat that I was ever able to figure out in that, and I think it's the pshat, the malach, we do find some place in Chazal where a certain malach didn't exactly do his shlichas. In Bereshis, there's one by, what?
He said it early.
Yeah, something like that. But so I think the pshat is like this. When the clarity of Hashem's love and Hashem's goodness becomes so clear, then Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim is a foregone conclusion. It happens automatically. Here, listen. It happens automatically. It doesn't take any effort. When I know the extent, and that's what Kodesh means, that Hashem is Kodesh, he's Nikdash Bitstoka, we say on Rosh Hashanah, and the Midas Stoka, the Goyin says, is giving beyond what we deserve. When we see the Hatova of Hashem, then Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim is not a kunz. Of course, I don't even have to be makabel the Malchus Shemayim. It's natural. It's almost a reflex reaction because I see the extent of his love. I see the extent of his goodness. Of course, I want to do everything, especially when I realize everything he wants is only for my good anyway. So it's automatically. But that's like an addition for us. But the malochim b'chulam mekabelim aleihem, they don't do anything. But they, when the malochim see the extent of Hashem's hatoba, which they see from a vantage point beyond ours, so that's Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. What about Yiras Shemayim? So he says, because it's kuloi Yiras Shemayim v'kibbalo malchusay. So on the Yiras Shemayim, I think too, the best pshat that I ever was able to come to in this Rashi was what the Orchis Tzadikim writes. in the Shar Ho'avo or in the Shar HaSimcha, forgive me, every single time I look at it, every single time I forget. It's just like I have to forget it. I don't know why. But anyway, I guess the Satan wants us to forget these things. But Bekitzur, in one of those two Shaorim, he says, the ultimate Yira is the Yira of losing that relationship. Yira Shamayim, the Pshat is, it's like, we have such a connection. We have such a good relationship. There's so much love that exists between us. I don't want to lose it. I'm afraid, and therefore, I want to do everything possible to maintain that relationship. I want to work on that relationship. And the emes is that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, I think it is, where it says the Goy came to Hillel and asked him to teach him the whole Torah Regel Achas. And what did Hillel say? That which to you is hateful, don't do to your friend. That's the whole Torah. The rest is only explanation. Now go and learn. And Rashi in the first pshat says, Chavruch means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which to you is hateful, don't do to your ultimate friend. So Hillel told the Goy that if you want to know what call it,
friend?
What?
Why do you call him a friend if he's like a video?
Well, no, it's a relationship, whatever, I don't know. But if you want to tell the Goy what the essence of call it Terakula is, it's that do not breach that relationship that you have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So according to the Orchus Tzadikim, this Yira Shomayim that we find in Shir HaShirim, I would say the Pshat is because it's all about love. And Shir HaShirim tells us the love is so deep, the love is so real, the love is so existent that it generates an awesome fear, a fear of losing it. We don't want to lose it. We want to have it. We want to enhance it. We want to increase it. We want to bring it from Minakoyach Lapoyel. It's there inside. We want to bring it out. And Hashem's love is there too. He's Meitzis Minacharakim, Mashkiach Minachaloinus. But we want to allow ourselves to feel it as much as possible because that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate relationship. And our fear is never to lose that relationship.